Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the In the Know call. I'm Walter McFashion, Manager of Customer Support, joined once again by Sammy Shoup for marketing. Say hello, Sammy.
Hi.
And we are going to jump into things. Again, for anybody that's new to this, this call is really set up to just go through what are the common questions, issues that support is facing and that you in the field are facing, and the goal is to give you answers to those questions so you can then, in turn, distribute that information to the field. So with that said, we're going to jump in. I'm going to have Sammy talk about a bunch of marketing information. And then I'm going to talk about the few IT updates that happened over the last couple of weeks, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so first things first, we had a huge Facebook Live call last night, April 1st, and we made some pretty big announcements. First of all, we've got Sendogo that's starting to come to fruition and starting to, you know, come into play for everybody. So Dave Smith did a really great presentation about Sendogo last night during the Facebook Live, if you haven't had a chance to check it out. And you're a referral partner, make sure you go to our official Sendout Cards group and check out that call, or that presentation, I should say. Dave goes into kind of the background things that are going on in Sendogo, some of the layouts and some of the setup for accounts once they're in Sendogo. So make sure you go check it out. We haven't launched anything yet. So if you have any questions, if you wonder how the compensation will work or how the plans work or anything like that, that will all come out with our actual announcement when Sendogo is ready. So just make sure when you're watching the presentation, you're really taking in what Dave is saying about the direction we're going with Sendogo and the things that you can expect to see in the next few weeks. The other huge thing, I can't even begin to express how big of a deal it is. We changed some of our qualifications for rank advancement. Actually, all of our qualifications for rank advancement. And don't freak out. We didn't up the amounts, we didn't do anything like that. We simply changed things from being based on group volume for wholesale volume to retail sales. So essentially what that means is when you sign up a $97 customer user, you make $62 of wholesale volume on that person when they sign up. Instead, what we're doing now is we're basing rank advancements directly on the $97 that they paid. It's really cool. It simplifies our entire program to be able to explain to people really easily the things that they need to do to rank advance. We changed our personal and customer volume requirement to also match that. So instead of 310 as your PCD, you now need 485, which is basically the same thing. It's just based on different numbers. It's just based on different, you know, it's based on the total retail sales, not the wholesale volume that you're getting from those sales. This will help you rank advance. This will help our customer gatherers out there. So we have some referral partners that, man, they just kill it when it comes to gathering customers and really, really packing their funnel full of people that are using Sendout Cards as a system to enhance the business that they already have. And we wanted to be able to reward those people because that's a great job just as well as signing up other referral partners. Once you do reach the executive level, you definitely need to have some more of those downline referral partners, in your code and signed up. So it can't all be based on customers all the way through the ranks, but now for manager and senior manager, you also don't have to have back-to-back months. Manager and senior manager now, as soon as you hit the new requirements of 970 or 4850 in your group qualifying volume, which now is retail sales volume, means that you rank advance. You don't have to worry about the legs either anymore. until you get to executive. Now, for our upper ranks, executive, senior executive, and eagle, there are some things that you need to do because at this point you need to start protecting your residual income. So that means that you do have to have back-to-back months met when you are getting up to the executive and above ranks. You also need to have more than one leg. So no more than 50% of what you have going toward the qualifications for those ranks can only come from one particular leg. But this is a big deal, guys. This is a big change. This is going to really boost up the activity going on and really simplify it for when you're explaining it to people in the future. Now you'll be able to base everything off of selling the 97s, and everything really mathematically looks nice, and it all adds up, and it all goes pretty not chronologically, that's not the right word, but it goes in a very stepping stone version instead of trying to jump all around for numbers. You can really explain it in just one, if not two, quick slides, and it's just a really, really simplified, easy way to explain our rank advancement program. So we've got those changes, and then Cody also announced last night that we've always got, you know, stuff in the can and stuff that we're working on here at corporate that you guys don't know about. So we have another Facebook Live tomorrow night. We just announced in the group that we'll have a Facebook Live on Wednesday, so April 3rd at 6 p.m. So make sure you set your reminders, go into the group, tag your team members on that post, because we've got some more things to tell you guys about. We're really moving fast here at corporate. We've got so many things going on, and it's crazy, but we're loving life. You know, it's fun, and we've just got so much out there and so many things that we're working on and we're excited about, that we're excited we finally get to start telling you guys about them. Convention. Last time we talked to you guys, we had a different theme. We've changed it up. So Cody had a really strong feeling that our theme for 2019 was not in the right, I don't know how we put it, it wasn't in the right direction of where we're now going with the company. And he just had this really, he had this strong feeling that it was time to change the theme. We know that it's a big deal, but you do what you got to do when you have a prompting. So he went ahead and changed the theme to the one thing. Most of you guys will know what that reference is to if you watch the Facebook Live with he and Jody from about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they talked about the one thing, and that's what our company is focusing on in everything that we do now, and that's just making it possible for somebody to act on a prompting quickly and efficiently and simply, making it possible to reach out to somebody that you care about, you know, just as quickly as possible so that they know how important they are in this world. So we changed the theme. It's now the one thing, 2019 convention. We've got a full lineup of speakers for the Relationship Marketing Grand Summit. I mean, gosh, there's so many. I think there's 12 to 15.
Wow.
So go check it out. I mean, there's a lot. We also have another little tidbit to let you guys know that if you call in to support, you can actually get $50 off of our convention tickets. So if you have team members that are looking to register for convention that haven't registered yet, have them give support a quick call, and support can actually get them signed up for $50 less than the tickets are for sale online right now. So that's a really big deal. Let's see, what else do we got? Oh, I can't say that. That's for a future announcement.
It's coming.
I know. There's so many. Let's see. What else have we done? We got done with our first Prominence Academy of the Year, so we'll be having another one of those in a couple months in Toronto in June. But our next event is April 18th, and that's in Boston. That is for the Relationship Marketing Tour. So make sure you check that out. Our 2019 graduation cards have been uploaded to the card catalog. So if you, you know, if you have any customers or any users out there looking for graduation announcements, all of those have been updated for you. And we released another Heart of Send Out Cards video last weekend through our Facebook page. Or the Heart of Send Out Cards page in the Resource Center. We shared a story from Sam and Sid Merrill about them sending cards to a community home for children, and they actually ended up getting cards back. So it's a really cool story. Make sure you go and check that out. And the other thing that I just want to mention really quick, for the Facebook group, we've gotten some reports of people not being added to the group quickly enough, but we go through those every single day. What we need from people trying to get into the group is answers to our three questions in order to expedite the process. When you become part of the official Send Out Cards group, we need to verify that you are, in fact, a Send Out Cards referral partner. So we do ask a few questions, such as what is your distributor ID, what is your referral partner ID, what is your name, what is your, you know, what is your account under. If your person that wants to be added to the group can answer those questions for us, we can expedite their entry into the group really quickly. Then we don't have to necessarily go searching in a really big haystack for a needle to find everybody. So if they answer those questions, they will definitely get expedited and put into the group much faster than they would if they don't. So that's just one thing to keep a lookout on if you're wondering why people haven't been added to the group, if you have anybody like that. I think that's it for us right now. I'm not sure.
It's quite a bit, so you went over the upcoming events.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, yeah, we've got a lot going on, but good stuff.
Okay, well, let me jump in. First, I want to talk about the – oh, I did have a thing. So if you guys want to know more about the convention name change and why we did it, you can go to blog.sendoutcards.com to learn more about it there.
Yep, definitely.
Okay. So a couple of IT changes that came up. Most of you out in the world probably got an email this past couple of days that said final notice, where we were just really letting you know about a new process that we're setting up with a 5-day card rejection process. We actually sent out an email about it about a week ago, and then 2 or 3 days ago we sent out a final notice just updating you on this new process. And the process is really going to be, as of yesterday, we're starting to look at any cards that are in held status for either bad address or for bad asset, which is a bad picture. If they're on hold for more than 5 days, then we're going to reject those cards instead of just letting them sit out there forever. So we're going to reject those. The cards that will be rejected, the points and expense or the credit card charge will be refunded back to the person. The person will get a notification about the rejection, as well as those cards will go into the rejection bucket in your card history. So you won't lose them. You'll see them, and you can resend them from the rejection bucket. As opposed to before, we just kind of let those go away. But now we're going to keep them. You'll see what did get rejected, and they're out there for you to resend. So I just want everybody to know that that's taking place, that process is in place, and that final notification was really about that. Some people just got the email, saw final notification, thought, oh, my God, what's going on, and support got blown up with calls and emails and chats. But we're all good. Just letting you guys know it's coming and it's here.
Yep.
Okay. Two things that got fixed this past week. One big issue was that in the cart catalog under the custom cards, if you clicked on see all, it would just spin. That got fixed, so you now can see all under your custom cards. And we also had an issue with two of the 5-Touch campaigns, or the 5-Touch dental and landscaping campaigns, various variations of those. People purchased them, they just weren't loading into people's accounts, but we got that fixed, so people can now purchase them. Jeff? And last week I touched on the fact, just want to reiterate, that referral partners, you now have online renewal capabilities out there under account, and also the fact that we updated the invoicing information in your Rev Office, so it's more detailed. You can export that information. Customers now have that information available, invoicing information available. If they go to account and just click on the button in the bottom right corner, that'll take them to their invoicing. Just so you know, customers cannot export their information, but you sponsors out there, you do have the ability through your Rev Office to export customer purchases. So if one of your customer wants to have the full list of what they purchased or what's been purchased under them, then you can get that for them, or support can provide that to them as well. Other than that, that's it. I do want to emphasize that everybody should jump on tomorrow's webinar, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, was it?
Yep.
That's going to happen, where Cody's going to go through more of the changes he spoke about yesterday and a couple other items. So more information coming through that webinar, and then we'll probably be getting some information out through emails as well as soon as everything is said and done. It's all good, guys. We are making some major changes. We're moving forward, growing bigger and better. We had some rank advancements that happened that Cody talked about yesterday, which was great, and more coming. So things are rolling in the right direction. And I think that's it for now. So we are going to sign off, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Remember, we do this call the first and third Tuesday of every month. So we'll see you in 2 weeks. We'll talk about what's going on then. Same bat time, same bat channel. Bye.
Bye.